Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today on the WCBS Morning News Roundup.
A minority of voters, just 3%, have yet to make up their minds for New York governor. And so,
Governor Hochul energizing her base in these final hours before Election Day.
Do you want to have good paying jobs? Then vote Democrat.
I'm Marla Diamond on the Upper West Side.
Congressman Lee Zeldin hoping his promise to change bail reform laws and cut taxes in the state will help him become the next governor of New York. I'm Sophia Hall in Suffolk County.
The Powerball just entered record territory, getting even doubters off their duffs to go out and buy tickets.
We'll hear about the big Mets news being reported this morning, and we will revisit the sports blockbuster on this date when the biggest name in his sport tested HIV positive. It's all part of today's 88 Seconds in Sound.
And today is Monday. It's the 7th of November. Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Murnane. Craig Allen says sunny today, 74 to 78, and then tomorrow's high temperatures only in the 50s.
Well, there are two major goals on this last day before the election for close race candidates like those running for governor of New York. One, motivate the base to vote tomorrow. And two, close the deal with the voters who are still on the fence.
The undecideds in New York, that's an unusually small number. A poll last week shows 3% have yet to take a side between Hochul and Zeldin.
And so both candidates will be out there today scrapping over that 3%, hoping to close the deal to be elected governor.
Our team is out covering all the action today, starting with Marla Diamond on the Upper West Side, where Hochul is about to stop by. Marla, when and where will the voters see her?
Well, at 7:30 this morning, Paul, at the 72nd Street subway stop on the Upper West Side, a Democratic stronghold where the governor will urge voters to get to the polls. Many already have. As of Friday, the Board of Elections reported a total of nearly 284,000 early voters in New York City, over 90,000 of them here in Manhattan. Over the weekend, President Biden campaigned with Governor Hochul at Sarah Lawrence College, where he urged young people to get out and vote.
You're the best educated. You're the least prejudiced. You're the most engaged, you're the most involved generation in American history.
Governor Hochul, vying to become the first elected woman governor of New York, has been concentrating her message on a woman's right to choose, the environment, and tightening gun control laws. Wayne and Paul?
Marla, why is Kathy Hochul spending her last day in a city where the Democrats already have such a baked-in advantage?
Well, according to polls, Hochul hasn't inspired the urgency from voters that she needs now in these final days of the midterm election. She needs a big win in the five boroughs to overcome gains that Zeldin may make in the New York City suburbs, especially among Democrats and independents concerned about crime and the economy looking for a change.
Marla Diamond this morning. So that's the Hochul plan. Let's check in now on the Zeldin strategy. WCBS's Sophia Hall on Long Island, where the congressman first rose to power and is possibly poised now to topple the governor.
Yeah, a Republican hasn't done that since George Pataki decades ago. Sophia, good morning. Where is Lee Zeldin today?
Well, Lee Zeldin is actually going to be in the Bronx at 11 a.m. today. And you know what? He has made a lot of strides when it comes to his campaign. When he started his run for governor, he was known as a congressman to the people here on Long Island, but really to other parts of the state, an unknown and a long shot. But now the polls showing a very close race. He's hoping to be the next governor of New York. Zeldin is pushing very hard on his promise to reverse bail reform. He says he was the victim of two crimes while campaigning, one in upstate New York, where a man with a sharp object came after him on stage. The other right here in Suffolk County. In front of Zeldin's house, there was a shooting. Zeldin also says he wants to cut taxes if elected to keep people from leaving the state because it's so expensive to live here. He is also against congestion pricing to go into New York City. Zeldin believes a red wave will happen over Long Island, and that will help Republicans gain seats in the state Senate.
So if you've been covering Long Island for many years, can you give us a sense of what's motivating voters this year, what they're looking for?
Well, you know, I believe voters, you know, they want their voices heard, and that's why they will come out to the polls tomorrow. For Zeldin supporters, they do hear his message on crime. I spoke with many people who say they used to leave their cars unlocked and their homes unlocked, for that matter, and they just cannot anymore because so many break-ins have been happening. One woman tells me her house has been burglarized three times in the last few months, and she's 84 years old. The last one, they busted down her back porch door to gain entry. Others I've spoken to tell me they do believe Hochul is doing a good job, and they will go out and support her tomorrow.
If you want to vote in New York, by the way, Soph and anybody else out there, you got to do it in person now when the polls open tomorrow, or by mail if you've got a ballot, because the early voting ended yesterday after 1 week of early voting. And at the five boroughs, the City Board of Elections says most of the ballots came from Brooklyn, followed closely by Manhattan, then Queens, the Bronx, and finally Staten Island. Let's check into the Weather Center, and Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen is here, and I was driving in this morning, and I saw somebody changing a tire on the side of Route 78 wearing shorts in November.
Yes. Why not? I mean, when it's 68 degrees outside at this hour and going up to the mid and upper 70s, a lot of folks did that this weekend, traded in the jackets for shorts and flip-flops, and you've got one more day to do it if you're not working, or if you're working from home, I guess you can. 74 to 78. The record for today is 78, and we will be right up around there. Clear, windy, and colder tonight with lows in the mid-40s, near 40 north and west. Tomorrow, back to a jacket. Not the heaviest jacket, but it'll be cooler, definitely, especially with the wind, high 54 to 58. And Wednesday, sunshine, not as windy, but it's still just 54 to 58. 68 right now. Humidity 84% with a southwest wind at 7.
And Craig, now that the Powerball has grown to the biggest American lottery jackpot ever, many people who would never take the 300 million to one gamble, well, they're suddenly feeling lucky.
People filling up their cars at this gas station are also going inside to buy their Powerball tickets. Anthony Reyes from Williamsburg says winning the jackpot of nearly $2 billion will be life-changing.
That would be amazing, right? I mean, it'll fix everybody's problems.
Mo Elfecki from Long Island says he doesn't buy lottery tickets often, but this time he bought $100 worth of tickets.
Only when it's, like, really big.
Although many I spoke with hope to take home the entire jackpot, Brooklyn Dave from Williamsburg hopes luck will strike more than once.
It should go to a lot more people, just not, you know, one person.
On Long Island, Darius Aranzius, WCBS News Radio 880.
Well, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones would have to win that lottery to be able to afford the $1 billion in damages he must pay the families of Sandy Hook school shooting victims, the ones he claimed were paid actors. Today, that $1 billion number may be going higher. A Connecticut jury is now considering punitive damages on top of the compensatory award to suffering families.
The latest subway stabbing happened last night around 9 on the 4 train at Grand Concourse, 149th Street in the Bronx. Police did catch the suspect, who is accused of stabbing a man in the arm for telling him to stop bothering a woman rider.
I'm Wayne Cabot.
Good morning. I'm Paul Bernane. It's the Morning News Roundup with your three things to know on this Monday.
One, the Brooklyn Nets have told star guard Kyrie Irving he's got to complete six steps before he can go back to play with the Nets, according to a report in The Athletic. He currently is suspended by the Nets for at least five games without pay for failing to say that he has no anti-Semitic beliefs.
And number two,
a
Edwin Diaz will walk tall next time his walkout song is played at Citi Field with word that the Mets will pay their star closer $102 million for 5 more years.
Third thing, a staffer for Carrie Lake's gubernatorial campaign is under medical supervision this morning after opening a suspicious envelope yesterday containing white powder at the campaign headquarters in Arizona.
Up next, it's our WCBS News Radio 88 Seconds in Sound for November 7th.
We're going to win this race.
2020.
With new vote totals in from Pennsylvania, CBS News projects Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. wins that state and has been elected the 46th president of the United States.
The news came after a long 4-day wait. It was a Saturday, and New York erupted.
Steve Burns, live in Columbus Circle right now with more. Steve, what's happening where you are?
Every time a car comes by, the horn honks, the new cheer erupts here. It's just pure jubilation in this very blue part of the country that overwhelmingly voted for Joe Biden, blocks away from where the president announced his campaign in 2015. Here now at Columbus Circle, there are cheers as he'll be exiting office in the next few weeks.
It became clear that same day Trump would not follow tradition and would not go quietly. Trump's campaign filed suit in Arizona, challenging the results.
Voters in Colorado and Washington state legalized marijuana for private use.
2012 marked the beginning of the normalization of cannabis.
It's still against federal law, so we might be able to decriminalize it. I'm not sure we can make it as legal as what the voters would like us to do.
Colorado did, and nearly half the states have followed. New York City voters made history in 1989.
New York, the hottest election in years, as Mayor Ed Koch gives over the City Hall reins after 12 years in office.
This is Art Athens at CBS Channel 2 election headquarters. Exit polls completed. The projection, Dinkins the winner. Let's go to Dinkins headquarters and Stephen Reed.
All right, you hear the chair going up. The news has flashed on the screen.
Based on the exit poll, people don't much like Giuliani. They do like Dinkins, 2-1. Whites will vote for a black.
Because of the HIV virus that I have.
1991, three-time MVP Magic Johnson calls a news conference with stunning news.
I will have to retire from the Lakers today. I plan on going on living for a long time, bugging you guys like I've always have, so you'll see me around.
Magic's mix of medication worked, and he would return to the NBA. This is November 7th.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.